This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The pause in fighting in Gaza is now scheduled to begin at 7 a.m. Gaza time on Friday. According to the Qataris, who helped broker the deal, the first 13 hostages being held by Hamas will then be released Friday at 4 p.m. Gaza time. The pause between the Israelis and the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas is supposed to last 4 days, but Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah says that could be extended.
Israel has said the truce could last beyond the initial 4 days, as long as Hamas then frees at least 10 hostages per day. While a Palestinian source has said a second wave of releases could allow as many as 100 hostages to go free by the end of the month. Both sides have said they will go back to fighting once the truce is over.
The party of an anti-Islam, anti-migration politician is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory in the Netherlands. The results put far-right lawmaker Geert Wilders in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become prime minister. It's one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II, and one that is bound to send shockwaves through Europe. With nearly all votes counted Thursday morning, Wilders' Party for Freedom is forecast to win 37 seats in the 150-seat lower house of parliament. Hundreds of police officers are searching the properties of Hamas members and followers in Germany, with the majority of the raids taking place in Berlin. On November 2nd, the German government implemented a formal ban on any activity by or in support of Hamas. It also dissolved Samadun, a group that was behind a celebration in Berlin of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. German Interior Minister Nancy Faeser said banning Hamas and Samadun in Germany sends, quote, a clear signal that we will not tolerate any glorification or support of Hamas's barbaric terror against Israel. For additional stories,